wake up with you next to me.
Hip Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is back from sailing the seven seas like pirate Jack Sparrow. He is back. He's on his 2 feet. He's on land. Art Matthews.
Hey, hey, yo, yo, yo.
First of all, yes. Let me tell you, the highlight of this year was seeing you again perform at Cafe Rue, one of the most incredible sets and one of the most incredible performers. You know, it's weird because I had back-to-back concerts with our friend Eddie Jordan, who we went to go and watch. Literally in the space of a week, Bryan Adams, and then you.
Right.
And I know that you and obviously Bryan Adams are close friends of Eddie's. And Eddie and I were saying, the sound, when you watch, there's no two performers like Bryan and like Art, mm-hmm. that when they perform live, what you get is what they sound like when you go buy their music. Yeah. They sound identical. Your sound is not, it's an actual fact, it's so mind-blowing to watch you live. that show, you don't need a band. And again, it's like, Bryan, he performs, he can be on the stage just with his guitar, and he'll blow you away. Exactly the same with you. You don't need, I mean, you've got the band if you need it, but as a performer, you on the stage with a guitar is all you need.
Thank you, Ruben. By the way, that EFT didn't clear, so you're not going to get a VIP.
Sound as good as ever.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's weird. I still have a lot of voice, just touch wood, thank God, and everything. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. I've got a renewed sense of confidence and purpose after having done what I did earlier that year. I came back. I was like, you know what? Everything's fine. Life is kept. I know the world is in turmoil and all these things, but it takes a little bit of an adventure like that to wake you up to how fortunate you are to be able to do these things in the first place. Yeah. And I've really just been enjoying myself. I've been so beautifully embraced by the country, and it's been so many years where I'm just feeling the love. All the shows I've been to have just been surrounded with love, and what a horrible job. It's fine. Absolutely love it. I'm so honored. I still pinch myself going, are you guys sure you want to be? But thank you. Thank you either way. I really
You know, a lot of people have this realization they need to be out of a comfort zone, but not many of them go to the extremes of getting into a vessel and sailing it to the other side of the world to get out of their comfort zone. I mean, has it sunk in what you've done, first of all? I mean, people have come up to you and gone, hey, you back? Yeah. And you go, yes, but you should hear the story.
Right, you know, it's taken me a while, bro, to be honest. Like, while I went through it, I was like, there were times I was going, oh, you know, bro, you had such a gift life. You used to sing, people used to, and yeah, you are in the middle of the ocean, like genuinely scared, you know. And there were times that I went, oh, that this is just, and so obviously when it was done, and then a few months pass, you look back and go, wow, that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
I'm quite proud of it. The fact that no one got hurt, the boat is there, everything. You know, yes, we pulled out of the race because we had to fix our rigging in the middle of the ocean, which is an accomplishment in itself.
Sure.
And we ended up going double the distance of the race, and the adventure continued. And just it's amazing the outcome where she is now. So she's currently in the Dominican Republic, being used as a student training vessel, which is how she was designed. So I'm pinching myself, going, that's exactly how it should be. So quick punt, if you want to get your kids to go and work on a beautiful boat, Yachties4Yachties.co.za. Go and check it out. Go and do some training on the Impossible Machine. We've had like 4 courses on there already. Some of the kids have gone into jobs that are doing 80 to 120 grand just off that course already.
Wow.
Sailing is a good thing. Parents, if you don't know what to do with your kids after school, Yachties4Yachties.co.za.
Yachties4Yachties.co.za. Can we put that on our socials as well?
That'd be awesome. Thank you. So obviously, having sailed across the Atlantic, I saw what's happening to our oceans. It's full of plastic. It's full of plastic. And what people don't realize is that obviously we have all these things, AI, war, nuclear stuff. It's all terrible. I know it's all terrible. The financial collapse, etc., whatever.
Yeah.
But if the oceans suffocate, that provide all our oxygen, and that might happen sooner than anything else. And just no one seems to think about it or talk about it. So that's what artists are responsible for, is to just create a bit of awareness. And who knows what might happen, but I felt the need to say it. And, you know, it was quite cool. You know, I wrote the song on the boat. It's a nice, unique little track. But thanks so much. This is the first play that I've heard at a radio station. So big shout out to Smile, baby.
Talking about season now, and listen, season, since you've been back, people have missed you so much. We're like, we need you here, there, everywhere. So you, the full band, Just Ginger, you by yourself, I know it's going to be tough to try and tell us where you're going to be everywhere for the next month, but I know it's a busy diary. Let's start locally. You're on the road.
I am. By the way, you guys need to stop. I need to try and get back to my boat, please. Stop. Thank you so much for booking. I'm so blessed. Listen, the big conversation is the very exciting one, which is happening this Sunday.
Yes.
And also Saturday, Jeremy Loops, big shout out to the boy and the whole team. They've taken on a massive risk to put on this show to promote live music, especially in the Musingburg area. So they're going to be headlining the 2nd. There's a big bill on the 2nd of December. And then on the 3rd, I'm going to be with Mango Groove on stage and a bunch of other cool cats. I've got my boy Jude Kendrick from Easy Freak flying down. He's going to join me on drums, so it's going to be great. So, yeah, I mean, this weekend is everything. That's the 2nd and the 3rd of December at Musenberg at the Cape Open Air Festival. So, yeah, that's the most important one. And then, listen, I have you just please look at my Instagram and Facebook, and then tell me where I'm playing.
The funniest thing is Art's on stage, and you see he's at Cafe Rerun, he's playing, and he goes, and yesterday, I was there yesterday, and I shot from the back of the thing, Hoodspray! Hoodspray!
I didn't know!
He goes, thanks, Ryan. He goes, Hoodspray yesterday.
I don't know.
Hood spray. No idea where he was.
What is it? What is a hood spray?
But listen, folks, you are going to be spoiled. Musenberg is going to come alive this weekend.
Yeah,
the weather is looking great. Mm. And any time you see on Instagram, go give Art, if you don't follow him already, follow. But you're going to see him pop up a lot during season. And then he's gone again on his cruises for a little bit. But the boat will stay there. He'll go and spend some time there. But while he's here, let's celebrate the man and his music. Because it is incredible to be a part of that experience of being in a live audience with him. Art, thank you so much. You know, it's always, and I was trying to work out how many years I'd known you for, and it was way before. It was, you were still starting out at gigs with Cass and with Mikey at Doodles.
Yeah, that's 25 years ago.
That's 25 years
crazy,
ago.
Crazy,
when Justin was just breaking out in the scene.
Well, Justin just playing New Year's Eve at Waterfront, by the way. We are rocking. Justin is rocking it. Bro, thank you so much, brother.
Love you, brother.
I appreciate the love. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thanks
for the support, man.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
I want to be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.